Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Aloha and good morning. Cold, brisk morning in Cocoa Beach, Florida today. It's 58 degrees, and I'm looking at the long-term weather, and it's going to be like the high of 72 or 73. That's the highest it's going to get in the next 2 weeks, so I wished I was home in Hawaii. Won't be long to get to go there. Aloha, Peter. Hey, Frank. Good to see you guys. I was remembering today on the morning show, the EWTN morning show. I'm on there on Sunday, on Monday mornings around 6:40 a.m., 6:45, I guess, something like that. I was just remembering paddling an outrigger canoe on to San Sebastian, Spain. Today is San Sebastian's feast day. And remembering losing really badly because I had the wrong gear. They had said, hey, I used to go there every year to compete in a surf contest in Biarritz, France. And they said, you want to go paddle outrigger canoe race with us? And I go, yeah, I love outrigger canoes because I have a one-man outrigger super light carbon fiber canoe that I can surf with and paddle distances with. But I didn't have it with me in France. So they said, don't worry, we got the perfect canoe for you. It was too short. It was an old school kind of outrigger canoe. The outrigger was set too high for me on my left. So if I just sat in it, it would flip over on the right. So I had to lean to the left the whole time and race this 20-kilometer race. I came in so late that they had already had their awards and barbecue before I got into San Sebastian. But that's what happens when we're not living our life by the catechism. We're basically in the wrong canoe trying to succeed at life. Hey, Peter, glad you're home in Florida. Hope we get to see you. Hi, Tony. Aloha. Good to see you, too. Yeah, we got to surf yesterday. My sons came up and we surfed nice, you know, kind of a little bit gnarly, but warm at least. And now it's like 20 degrees colder, so it's getting cold. So we're talking today about, we're talking about faith, the beginning of eternal life. Hey, Jerry, aloha. Faith is the beginning of eternal life. Faith makes us taste in advance the light of the beatific vision, the goal of our journey here below. What is the beatific vision? To see God as He really is. Then we shall see God face to face as He is. So faith is already the beginning of eternal life. And by the way, eternal life, that translation is the word there, I believe, is Zoe. So that what that means is more than eternal life. It means abundant life. Not just to live forever, but abundant life. As Jesus said, I come to give you life and give it more abundantly. So faith is already the beginning of that abundant eternal life. I know Aaron Rodgers' brother, Luke Rodgers, is a friend of mine. We were on a reality show together called Clean Break. It was a great show. It was my concept. He was on the old Fox Fuel TV network, and we took three young men out on a real extreme adventures in the hopes that they would begin to find themselves, and they did. And I was kind of like the mentor on the show. And Luke Rodgers has this tattoo across his ribs, a very painful place to get a tattoo, and it's John 10:10. I've come that you might have life, have it more abundantly. So that's what we're talking about, not just eternal life, but abundant life. When we contemplate the blessings of faith, even now, as if gazing at a reflection in a mirror, it is as if we already possess the wonderful things which our faith assures us we shall enjoy one day. Now, however, we walk by faith, not by sight. We perceive God as in a mirror dimly and only in part. Even though enlightened by Him in whom it believes, faith is often lived in darkness and can be put to the test. The world we live in often seems very far from the one promised us by faith. Our experiences of evil and suffering, injustice and death seem to contradict the good news. They can shake our faith and become a temptation against it. So guess what? This is your big chance to live by faith. You don't get to do that anymore after you die. Once you die, if you've lived a life of faith and you are in heaven, you don't get to live a life of faith anymore, because the faith, you don't need faith if you see God face to face, right? So this is your chance. This is your chance to have trials and adversity and challenges and heartbreaks and seek to live a life of faith. This is where you get to do that. You don't get to do that after this. So embrace the opportunity to love God, even though sometimes it seems so dark. It is then we must turn to the witnesses of faith, to Abraham, who in hope believed against hope, to the Virgin Mary, who in her pilgrimage of faith walked in the night of faith. It's John Paul II writing about Mary, his great love for our mother, who in her pilgrimage of faith walked into the night of faith, in sharing the darkness of her son's suffering and death, and to do so many others. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, have you guys ever been to the Vatican, to the St. Peter's Square, and you look up and you see all of the statues of all the saints that embrace of the, let's see if I can do it. You see the two arms. I can't get my other arm in. Yeah, you get the big arms reaching out over the square. It's not really square, of course. It's oval, but and you see all the statues of all the great saints. And when you're at the EWTN headquarters there, and you go up to their top floor and up on a little roof, you can look, and all you see above the rooftops is the statues. It's just like they're just high enough where you can see the statues. When you walk in there, you have that incredible feeling that you are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Since therefore we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Just let it go. And let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Yeah, it's beautiful. St. Peter's Square is just phenomenal. You know, that you're right there, right where Peter was buried. And right where he was, near where he was hung upside down. So, Article 2 says that we believe. You know, when you say the Nicene Creed or the Apostles' Creed, you can say, I believe, or you can say, we believe. You really need both. You need the we believe, you need community, and you need the personal conviction of the I believe. Faith is a personal act. Your dad and mom can't do it for you. You can't do it for your kids. God doesn't have grandchildren, only children. The free response of a human person to the initiative of God who reveals himself. God's always knocking. He's always revealing himself in so many different ways, inviting you into a relationship. Good morning, Pat. Aloha. Good to have you with us this morning on this brisk, cold, 58-degree morning in Cocoa Beach. But faith is not an isolated act. You know what's really sad, guys, is when your coffee is neglected and you don't, and you drink it, it's a little bit, it cools down. See our Long Ride Home mugs. You can get them on deepadventure.com. And by the way, Shane and I are doing the final version of the credits today, and that means probably within the next 2 days I'm sending out episode 17 to all the donors on patreon.com that give $20 or more a month. So that's good news for you guys. Faith is a personal act, the free response of the human person to the initiative of God who reveals himself. But faith is not an isolated act. No one can believe alone. Just as one can live alone, no one can live alone. Pretty hard to live alone without any support from society. To be isolated, where would you be? In a cave someplace, isolated from the world. You have not given yourself faith as you have not given yourself life. The believer has received faith from others and should hand it on to others. Good morning, Jane. Aloha. Our love for Jesus and for our neighbor impels us to speak to others about our faith. Yeah, there you go. There's Tony giving an example right now. Press the share button so that you can we can all share our faith here together with others. Each believer is thus a link in the great chain of believers. I cannot believe without being carried by the faith of others, and by faith I help support others in the faith. Did you know that when I was baptized by a Catholic priest, when he made the sign of the cross on me, that priest was ordained by a bishop who was ordained by a bishop who was ordained by a bishop all the way back to the original apostles, all the way back to Jesus, that there's a chain of people touching people all the way back to Jesus if you're a Catholic. So you've been touched by someone who touched Jesus. Isn't that amazing? So I'll let you guys just kind of contemplate that. Enjoy the sunrise here for a moment. I don't know if you can see our crazy friend down there again paddling out. I used to be that guy that paddled out in any kind of conditions. I never didn't paddle out. But now I like staying warmer, and I like living in Hawaii when it's not so cold. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you, and share the good news today. Amen.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.